My name is Kateri. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling to, yeah, to find out when's the nearest one.
Okay. Are you seeing the testing site for COVID?
Yes, ma'am. Well, not testing. I'm sorry. The vaccination is what I'm concerned about because I'm a bit confused. I'm confused as far as who's eligible, who's not. I know about the age thing. I'm not at the age limit as far as that's concerned, but I do have a pre-existing illness, and I was just wondering if you haven't gotten to us yet, are we next on the list, or how does that work?
You can go ahead and pre-register, and they just contact you once an appointment is available, because right now we're not scheduling appointments. We're only pre-registering you. And we're leaving it up to that department to contact you once they have an appointment available.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I can provide you with the telephone number because the vaccine is a different line.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get something to write with, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be 855.
Uh-huh.
855-566.
Uh-huh.
5333.
855-566.
5333.
5333.
Yes, sir.
Okay, make sure I got it right. 855-566-533.
Yes, sir. 5333.
It's two threes or three threes at the end.
Three threes. 855-566-5333.
Okay. Now they do what? The pre-registering of this?
Yes, sir, for the vaccine, and then we're leaving it up to the health department to contact you.
Okay. All right,
well,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope we'll be able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
All right.